Hey, yo. Hey, I want to welcome y'all to something new. And you know, it's always interesting. We got four hosts, 16 rooms, and all types of topics.
If you got time, we got rooms.
Are you dealing with PTSD? Do you like fitness? Want to talk about sex? Shit, baby girl, just pick a room, you heard me?
What's trending?
Pick a room.
Kink and taboo.
Pick a room.
I've seen it on the ground.
Pick a room. Financial slavery.
Pick a room.
Books. Pick a room.
Love.
Film and TV.
Pick a room.
Relationships. Pick a room. And marriage.
All you got to do is pick a room.
All you got to do.
All you got to do.
All you got to do.
All you got to do is
pick a room.
Pick a room.
Pick a room.
Pick a damn room.
Yeah. Man, bring your ass on in. Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to bring you all back, man. This has been a blessing for me and our crew here, man. I don't know what to call our crew of two women and two men. This is beautiful, man, but I want to welcome y'all back to the Pick a Room podcast. This is going to be another interesting topic. First off, I want to say that this is just crazy, man, to see everything that had been going on in the world over the last week or so. I want to say shout out to everybody that had went through all the floods. I know we went through them a lot here in the city in St. Louis. Like, we lost a lot, and we only lost one individual, one person. So that's good. The death rate wasn't high. It's a lot of debris and a lot of people's houses that came apart, different stuff. With me being a lawn care landscaping guy, I had to go through the city and I had to help, you know, people do certain things for their yards and everything. And it was crazy, man, to see water lines almost 5 to 6 feet above the ground on the side of people's houses. Like, the siding and everything had literal water lines, and cars were just gone. Like, roofs, I mean, like, hoods were open, doors, trunks, like, all the insides were all messed up. Nothing was starting. It was just crazy, man, just to see something like that in the Midwest, you know. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to send that shout out to the people that need the help, man. And in your city, there are a lot of people riding around in the cities that are trying to help pick up debris, remove any kind of rubble, or do assessments on the houses and everything. So if you get an opportunity and you see somebody riding by and you in need, stop them, flag them down, you know, get the help. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump right on in, man. Let's jump on in and remind everybody who our hosts are. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you know, I always say ladies first, man. So please take the initiative.
Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm from the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast. I'm the host, and where we talk about all the different kinds of relationships that you can have in your life. And you can follow me on Twitter at MP Weirdo Podcast, or Instagram and TikTok, the _main_weirdo1.
That's what's up. I'm Siren, previous host until we come back of Shit Siren Says, streams on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. You can find me on Instagram at Siren, S-Y-R-E-N, the_stallion.
So, of course, you got Mo. Where Mo at? You know Mo in here somewhere.
The big homie Mo. The big homie Mo up in here, man. You can follow me on IG, man, at Big D Country Boy 357_. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter at PHAMILY357_. That's what's up,
man. And of course, you got the big homie Bobby Dollars. Check me out on the BobbyDollarsShow.com. I'm all over the place, man. Any platform, everywhere you can listen. So right now, what we're going to do, ladies and gents, is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive into the topic of the week, man. This week's topic is going to be on drill music, drill rap. This is going to be a very interesting topic today. So let's get ready to take this ride, man. Yeah. You hear me? We're going to be right back, man. This part.
Like 2 o'clock, I got a call that my dog died, but I'm going. Decline the call, cause I've been plotting all morning how I'ma smoke.
For real.
Caught them lacking at the club, I'm in motion. Guess what I'm toting? Every op I got, they know to be active, cause I ain't going. Yeah. All this traffic did them dirty, shots fired, my window open. Watch that nigga spin around, kept on rolling, I'm on some motion. He barely made it, I'm like, fuck it, I'm posted up, I'm getting closer. Got all his partners and put them up, hocus pocus, cause it ain't over.
Yeah.
Back to back, we hit them up, they know what my intentions is.
On the streets, bitch, I'm a judge.
My ops gon' get this life sentence deep.
Check the Skoda cemetery full, I done put all of them bitches in.
Three bodies in the same month, that other body was on accident.
I know they tired of dressing up in them suits, well, bitch, I'm sick of them.
My gorillas got the drop, just need the car, go get the windows tinted.
Left a nigga brain dead, oh well, he'll never talk again.
Dang. You talking to the chalker, man.
I chalk him out and do my dance.
Slide on them, this is for my enemy.
Dang.
I'm gonna slide on them, yelling love for
recent years, drill music has gained insane popularity amongst rap music lovers. There is an opinion because of this genre, criminal activity has increased. Chicago, at the dawn of drill music, was considered the most dangerous city in the United States, and earned its infamous nickname as Chi-Raq. And then, the British government removed over 100 music videos of drill artists, and New York City Hall is trying to ban the genre itself.
Hey, I want to welcome y'all back to Part Man, the Pick-A-Room podcast, you know, and again, today, man, this topic we're going to speak on today is kind of a touchy subject, man, because people love their music. You know what I'm saying? I love music. I base my whole entirety around music. We all have to understand and know that, like, music is the soundtrack to our lives. Each decade, each generation of music that we hear is also defining a decade or of what we're living in our lives at that time. You know, specific songs we play because certain shit going on, you know what I'm saying? Love songs and all of that.
That's true.
But right now, man, today we're going to talk about drill music. Drill music, man, this is a form of rap. Within this formulation of rap, it came out probably about, I want to say, 2012. And when it came out, it was more so about reciting the crimes that you've done on the streets in the music, basically verbatim. So in my mind, I feel like it's just a form of snitching on yourself. You know, I'm not finna do no dirt and then run out here and tell y'all about it. Like, that ain't none of your damn business. You know what I'm saying? Catch me on the news. You hear me? Like, I don't, I just don't get down like that. But they do make good music, and I will not deny that. I want to say this drill music movement started with King Louie back in 2013. And he was a rapper from Chicago. And out of Chicago is where drill music actually originated. And we know how the murder rate is in Chicago, man. It's crazy, you know. And you got the artists out here now that are represented, like Lil Durk and Chief Keef and King Von, rest in peace. Lil Jojo, rest in peace. Like, we need to get into some of that, man, because I can't say no more than it being, it's a real authentic thing, because you're really dying behind this and you're really saying what's really going on in this music.
So what is drill? Drill is a form of rap music that originated in the south side of Chicago and is a huge part of the history of rap music in this region, and it can be recognized by the gritty, dark lyrical content. Drill is dedicated to the daily ordeal of street life. The word drill itself is a slang term and refers to someone getting shot, or in a UK context, usually refers to someone getting stabbed. So what is it that makes drill so unique?
I mean, what do y'all think, man? Give me y'all thoughts on this drill music.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You know, I ain't really off into, you know what I'm saying, the music like that, especially, like, I mess with Lil Durk. Lil Durk got some nice lyrics.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, man, listening to some of these guys, man, you right. They literally be snitching on themselves, bro. Like, come on, man. You come out here, you rapping about that life that you live, or whatever that life that you live. You out here talking about you catching bodies. And, like, I was listening to this one guy. He was talking about, how these rappers out here rapping about different things, and they catching bodies and they living that lifestyle. And then at the same time, they go out and they talk about their community activists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how you going to live that lifestyle, but then at the same time, you go 3-4 months later, you giving out turkeys to the community, but you doing the same shit that you talking about in your music that's harming your community. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's what I really don't get with some of these rappers nowadays, man. Okay, it's cool for you to rap and live that lifestyle, but don't put that shit on wax, man. Like you said, if I'm gonna get caught, I'm gonna get caught.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be because of my damn lyrics.
You hear me? That shit. Real talk.
Nah, it's crazy, man.
What about you, ladies? What do you think? I mean, is there an interest that lies in the type of rap, or maybe the guys that do it? Like, do you think women are attracted to that?
I can only speak for myself. I mean, I'm 28. Don't get me wrong, King Von, Take It to the O was my song. But, however, I'm not a heavy rap listener anyways, and I do kind of find it problematic. Just like you said, like, my thing with a lot of rappers is, once you convert to that lifestyle of now you are being seen in the public eye like that, you need to become a square, and you need to do it quickly. Because now, anything besides snitching on yourself in the song, anything you do is now highly publicized. I know he's not a drill rapper, but it's like when Pooh Shiesty got arrested down here in Florida.
Yeah.
You trying to be out here, y'all singing about catching bodies and selling drugs, but in reality, you trying to be a quadrillionaire and a gazillionaire and manage all this new money, but you're trying to be in the street. You can't have both.
Yeah.
You can't have both. I mean, also the fact, like you said, y'all trying to be community activists, but you're destroying the community at the same time, which makes no sense. Besides that, like, everything you do is now publicized. So you cannot, you got to be like 2 Chainz, be like Plies, because all them dudes, they went to college and stuff. They wasn't out either. Yeah, they got educated. So you're going to have to make a choice, because I know me and my friend were discussing, I wouldn't consider him drill music, but like in Cleveland, Q Money, I don't know if you ever heard of him. You heard of Q Money? Up and coming rappers, and as soon as they were getting to those points where their careers could have took off, guess what happened? They in prison. Bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah, so now I hate to say it, they're gonna fade out of existence in our minds now.
They indicting everybody, man. What do you think, Abby? What, I know you don't really get in. I don't even know what type of music you like, Abby, but I know you like music, so you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't really know. I didn't know that much about drill music before today. I like frantically tried to look up the history of it and figure it out.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to me, because one of the questions that I found in my research was that, does art imitate life? Yeah. And does this specific type of art imitate life? And what I found was that to a certain extent, it does. But there is a point at which it comes to kind of fruition, where you can't really say that this is you have to choose, kind of what you were saying, is that you have to decide what it is, what's the message you're sending. And if that is all about violence and drugs and money, that's a message that you can send. Yeah. But you do have to be very aware of what that message is and who's listening, because a lot of people that listen to this kind of music tend to be on the younger side.
Yep.
And so there's a fine line between glorifying it and just talking about it.
Yeah. I agree with that, man. That the glorification of this music is, it's overbearing. If you ask me, it's out of control, man.
Waka Flocka Flame and Gucci Mane had a very significant impact on the sound of drill music. But as with many hip hop scenes, it was the culture of the environment that really influenced the sound. Drill was based on the chaotic nature and frequent incidents of violence in certain neighborhoods on the south side of Chicago, especially in the Woodlawn area, also known as Drill City. Rapper from Woodland, Pac-Man, was the first one to use the word drill for describing shooting in his single, which was released in 2010, and titled It's a Drill, and unfortunately, his life ended in the exact same year. However, he became an example for future drill rappers like Chief Keef, and his singles I Don't Like and Kanye's remix on it, which brought national attention to this genre, and after Love Sosa, everybody fell in love with it. Drill music took off when Chief Keef signed the Interscope and his appearance on Yeezus back in 2013. And yes, Chief Keef wasn't the only one who gave the Chicago drill scene a boost in popularity. G Herbo, Lil Durk, Lil Reese, and Fredo Santana also contributed to the development of this genre.
Music plays such a huge part within everybody. I mean, if you go to the bar and you're having a drink, you're going to wind up seeing two different crowds. I go to all kinds of bars, and when I go to a white bar where majority of the people in there are older white men and, younger, mid-aged white women, it's calm, it's relaxed, everything's chill. They drinking, but there's things to do within the place, like pinball machines and different stuff like that. And you don't really feel like it's going to be chaos. You don't really feel like it's going to be a bunch of shit going on, unless you see a bunch of frat boys in there and they yelling and screaming. So now you know what's popping with that. But then when I go to the black clubs, and it could be a small bar, they got the music ramped up, and everything that come on is, I beat your ass, bitch. I stab you and I shoot you and I fuck you and I steal from you. And you just in there going crazy. I want to steal some shit tonight. You know what I'm saying? You kind of lose it a little bit. And then that intertwined with all the alcohol, and then stepping outside on the side of the building and smoking the blunt, then come back in. And after a while, your anxiety starts to build up because you're hearing this music. And the music violent, and everybody outside got guns in their car. So it's going to be some shit if somebody leave here and they bump each other or a woman say the wrong thing to another woman or look at a man. And you know what I'm saying? Bitch, is that my man you looking at? And it's the alcohol. It's the music. The music is a derivative. It puts you in a certain headspace. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the ambiance.
I think ambiance are easily influenced though. Cause I remember like when I was growing up, my cousin had to teach me a lesson about like enjoying the music, but not always taking everything in. Like, for example, like Knuck If You Buck is a Black people classic. Yeah. And I have seen people dance in unison to that and no drama breakout. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it also depends what age. I know for me, myself personally, I'm not the clever anymore. I don't want to go to the club. Young people got guns and I don't trust them. So
I like it.
I just don't want to go to clubs because I have super bad anxiety and it's just like, it's not good.
I agree.
Plus it's expensive.
Exactly. Yeah. I could drink at home and play all that crazy music.
Yeah.
And I paid $11 for $1,800 silver and lime, a glass about that damn big. I could take my thumb and my index finger and hold it. You know what I'm saying? And it was $11. And it's like they do that. And you're going to buy two or three more just to feel that buzz because you want that atmosphere. So not only are you losing in your environment, but you're losing in your pockets too. So,
I'm going to come in. I'm free gaming off of something. The club already lit.
I'm going clubbing, I'm super boring and I would rather go to like a jazz club and just like sit there and just like chill and like smoke one and just.
I've given up. I just had some people were asking me why, like for my birthday, why I didn't go to the club. I'm like, do y'all know how old I am? I mean, I know people are like saying I'm overhyping my age, but still, I do not want to be out there with them kids.
Yeah, I'm cool on that, man. And I'm real chill, man, when it comes to going to stuff like that. And I'm like you said, Abs, I want to go maybe eat and look at a live band or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to just chill, man. That vibe, smoke me a blunt, take a couple edibles and just vibe out on, you know.
That's why I be chilling, man. Like, when I go to certain spots, like, I went to this little sports bar about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm chilling, me and my homeboy, we at the bar, and his girl at the bar. So this dude, so her homegirl came over there and started talking, you know what I'm saying, talking to us or whatever. I guess he thought I was trying to talk to his old. I'm looking at him like, dude, I ain't got nothing to do with it. So he said something, so I put his ass on the food table. I'm not fucking playing with these little young ass niggas, bro.
they wilding out here nowadays, man. And
bro,
it's got to be because of that music, man. When you hearing a song talking about 223s and AR-15s and Dracos and you know what I'm saying? You kind of want one.
I guess he looked at me. And was like, ah, man, this dude ain't going to do nothing. He found out that day, though. He really found out.
He ain't been looking at the videos, man, on Instagram.
Bro, I think apparently he wasn't. Because he caught me at the right time, too. I wasn't drinking or none of that. I was good. I think he had been drinking, but I don't know. He sobered up about to put his ass on that pool table, though.
Yeah, be like that, man.
I'm not playing with this dude, man. I told him, I said, hey, you need to get your boy. Go ahead on and get him. Get him on up out of here. Security got him on up out of there.
So,
do y'all really?
The music is kind of making people pussyfied. Does nobody fight no more?
Say pussy fight.
Nobody fights because nobody fights anymore. Like I'd be like, I was on like, you can't fight nobody.
That's
now.
What I was. That's you. Exactly what I was just about to get into. I was going to say, do you think that listening to the drill music for as long and as much as they do, that they do put themselves in the mindset of thinking I have to have a gun, I can't fight. Like I gotta have this little purse over my shoulders with a gun in it, you know, everywhere I go, so that way, if a guy does raise his fist, I can pull my gun out, you know,
because yes.
I grew up in the fighting era. I lay these hands on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. And
even as a woman, I'm kind of over it. Like, it's like everywhere I turn, everybody want to see, like, everybody, like, you got to get your CCW, But I'm like, it's kind of overkill. Like, it's becoming overkill. Like, I can't even go nowhere normal without seeing somebody with a gun. I'm just like, I'm kind of over it because now it's just like nobody fights fair. Like, if it's a legit fight going on, nobody's going to use their fist. Y'all going to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
And then y'all don't even care about bystanders no more. So it's like.
You're right. They don't. It's you're right. It's crazy, man. And it's kind of disgusting if you ask me. And then, like, if you kind of get back into the music and you look at the way some of these guys have died, it just it's I mean, like, it all puts itself together. Like the one, like one guy did drill music or whatever, got shot up in his car. You know, Mo 3, he got shot up in broad daylight on the highway, you know, because of something he said on in like lyrics. And then what's my other FBG Duck? You know what I'm saying? He got shot up taking his kids to the mall, and he was standing outside of a store and they shot him up and killed him. But again, you know, it's because of the things that they saying in the songs, you know, like the police are looking for this kid, for this young guy that died 2 weeks ago. And the killers are on Instagram saying, yeah, we shot him. We smoking this pack. We this, that, and the other. And when we come back, we're going to spin the block again, and we're going to hit you again. That was me that shot him. I'm the one shot him. Give me my credit. I mean, that's like accountability to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Crazy, man. I don't understand, man. But the same way that, you know who else, bro? I'm going to tell you somebody else. This might be a little off subject, but this guy, I know y'all know Charleston White, right?
Charleston Wright.
Charleston White.
That name sound familiar.
Tell you, bro. You look him up on YouTube, man. He one of them guys, man, that he one of the guys that he talk about different rappers talking about he glad King Von dead. He glad this guy dead. And this and that. But at the same time, he go out into the community talking about he a community activist, but you talking about you glad this guy did, but another time you like Tuca, you know Tuca, you heard of Tuca, right? From Chicago.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, you remember, so he uplifting Tuca family, but at the same time, he dogging King Von family out. He dogging Lil Durk family out, but you a community activist, so the same people that you dogging out, why are you not giving them that same energy that you giving Tuca mama? Yeah. And you giving all these other people, other rappers, right, and other rapper mama.
It's for the community, yeah.
Yeah. So the energy that he give off, you know what I'm saying? People, when somebody approach him, you expect somebody to give you that same energy that you giving off when they approach your ass. So you can't be going on wax talking about these different rappers, and then when they approach you with the same energy that you was talking that crap about, it's a different ball game. Now you want to change everything up. Nah, dog. Keep that same energy. When I run up on you, I want you to keep that same energy, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear none of that talking about that.
That's bad, though, man, because it's like the music is making and creating criminals, because a lot of these young guys don't be tripping off all that until they think that they got the talent to step in the studio. So now it's like, I need content. So I'm going to go out here and pop me somebody. And then when I come back, I got a platinum.
Exactly. And,
I mean, that's the mindset that I see it, but I'm not living that life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a part of any of that. So I don't know exactly what their mindsets are, but that's what it feel like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to commit some crimes in order to make this music. Yeah, Ice Cube and them did all that stuff that they said. I mean, they rapped about all that stuff, but we all know they really, only one that was doing that dirt was Eazy-E back in the NWA days.
Eazy-E was the only one doing the dirt.
You know what I'm saying? So I always looked at it like, if you in the neighborhood, if you a part of that hood and you associate yourself with the criminals, okay, but you're not active. But every day that you in that hood, you still associating yourself with the criminals. Sometimes the bosses will come over, like in my old hood, some of the big dogs will come up and be talking, man, you need to go and play football, boy. You getting big, you cold with it, you can run the ball. You know, to me, I feel like you in cahoots with him by taking that advice and dealing with it. So if you're going to become a rapper and you've been around these people, I expect you to talk about the things that happened in your neighborhood and around these guys, because you were around them every day. But I don't expect that from somebody that didn't live it and wasn't around it and never was in the neighborhood, never in the area, but you talking like you were actually there, like you pulled the trigger. That's when you're creating a criminal, because now the feds are watching you, and you ain't shit. Ain't nobody tripping off you for real. You're nothing. You're nobody. But now
you're just affiliated.
You know what I'm saying? But now you're about to become somebody, because all these guys that are really in this shit is looking for you. And it's all a part of the music. It's lyrics, it's content now. You know what I'm saying? That shit is weird to me, bro.
Everybody want the hot topic, man. Everybody wants clout. Yeah, everybody want a clout chase, man.
That's weird, bro. That's weird.
That's crazy, man. I don't want a clout chase like that. Damn that. Yeah, I gotta. Man. I'm That's good.
Weird. Well, look, man. Rest in peace to all the drill rappers, man, that done lost their lives to the game, man. Because, you know, the average death rate. I mean, the average death age on these is like 33, man. Like Nip was 33. Like the average age on death right now is 33 on the top end, and on the low end it's as low as 12, man. 11 years old. These guys ain't even old enough to become, like, they're not even in high school yet. They still in middle school. They still playing JFL football. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah. And they dying because they out here trying to do what they hearing these other guys talk about on records, man. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
And like, old boy from what? Baton Rouge just got killed the other day. Lil J.
Yeah, man.
Lil J from Baton Rouge, yeah. Man. It's crazy, man.
My son told me about him. Yeah.
Man, it the way, man, and drive-by, cowardly, too. You know what I'm saying? Shot him and his dad.
Yeah, man. And that's sad, man. But, you know... It's always going to be more to what we see than what we know. You know what I'm saying? Cool. So it's always going to be a little bit more, man. But we're going to figure it out, man, because really it's like they formulated a whole nother genre of music in 2010 that basically is a product of genocide. You know what I'm saying? It's like the go-to for genocide, especially in the small black communities, because them the only ones that's dying behind this shit, you know. And I still, it's a whole nother topic, but I still don't understand why we don't protest and act a fool over that more so than we do a cop killing one of us. Like, it's weird, man. Like, why do we fight for one thing but let the other shit slide? You know, it's
lying out to the other shit.
You know, that shit is crazy, man. That shit is nuts, bro. It's really
weird. You know, when it comes to music, we put a blind eye to a lot of stuff. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
That's kind of a trend.
That's real true.
Yeah.
And like, look, I ain't gonna even say what I wish.
Well, don't, Mo.
I'm finna say, look at your boy. You put a blind eye to his ass for years, and look what happened.
Yeah, that's why I said the black community slapped that 30 ball on his ass. Like, goddamn. Yep.
We've been ignoring the signs since 1991, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, it is what it is, man. And he out now anyway, so it's cool. They showed a video of him getting released and shit. I think he got out on bond. Yeah. I don't know, man. But it's just a lot of them again, man, you know, because I'm going to close this topic out. It's just a lot of them, man, and it's too many to say rest in peace to all of them. All I could just say is, you know, I really hope and pray that at some point they stop putting their energy into all the wrong shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't benefiting nobody. Like, and people don't realize, like, your decisions, man, they affect your immediate circle. Like, they affect your immediate circle. That's your kids, your wife, your sister, your mom, your brother, you know. So when you make that dumbass decision when you grade a lead tonight, and you already knew you was going to make that dumbass decision, consider all the things that may occur in what's going to happen in the long run behind the people that's got to deal with that shit while you dead or in the hospital or paraplegic or, you know what I'm saying, on the vent. You know, some crazy shit, man. Hey, y'all got any final thoughts on drill?
People just got to make the right decisions, man. That's it, bro.
That's what's
don't say you living this life when you out here. Well, if you live in this life, don't put it on wax.
Yeah.
Put it like that.
Keep it to yourself.
You're breaking in the jail. You're breaking in the jail, man. That's all you're doing.
Quit volunteering information.
Look how they doing Gunna and Young Thug, man. They using their lives against them guys, bro.
Hey, they talking life, bro. They going to get life, bro.
They ain't going to never get out of jail, bro. I don't know how good they lawyers are. Them niggas, they can have O.J. Simpson lawyers. They ain't going to get up off
you
of
hear me, bro?
Shit,
hey. She ain't playing down there, man. She ain't playing, bro. Hey,
She talking about dropping two more RICO indictments on the rap group, man.
Man, I bet you Jeezy and them glad they left. I bet you he's so glad. Yeah, glad. Yeah, I think he Gucci and them probably happy.
Then they say T.I. down there like Master Splinter.
He better sit his ass down and chill out, man, because this lady not playing, bro. Real talk. Hey, look, let's go ahead and take another break, man. And when we come back, we're going to jump into our pick a room segment, man. We're going to try to get two rooms in today. And yes, once we get down, man, I can't wait to hear what y'all got behind these doors, man. So, hey, we'll be right back, man. It's a pick a room podcast. Respond to shit. We fun. I'm like, fuck it. You tripping. Go get your gun. They dropping locations. I'm getting it done. Fuck tweeting. We sliding. The feds come. He fucking his bitches. Them niggas, his son. I'm hanging with killers. We breaking a bond. They really don't mean it. He say it in songs. They really don't mean it. He play it in songs. We been sliding through they blocks and they don't know we have. Buddy ass got shot and we ain't claiming, but I can show his ass. Niggas acting like they really like that since my brody died. Just get out the feds. You bring up murders with your police ass. I told Vaughn to leave that bitch alone. She post on OnlyFans. Catch him at apartments. They be in cause that's our only chance. They don't be outside like you think. They ass be on the ground. Old ops fucking with my new ops. Oh man. That shit Mercy been through there. That shit like Ghostland. My brother D-Thang just got killed and I've been slow since. But we got back on they ass. I bet they know this. And on bro, I'm speaking facts. This ain't no diss. Keep the police out my business. We don't post shit. Trigger happy, I be with Zoon and we on 4-6. They like Dirk, his ass a singer. He won't smoke shit. You can bleed whatever you want. I got your folks hit. Don't respond to shit. We run. I'm like, fuck it. You trippin'. Go get your gun. They dropping locations. I'm getting it done. Fuck tweeting. We sliding. The feds come. He fucking his bitches. Them niggas. His son. I'm hanging. We are back. Hey, welcome back to the Pick a Room podcast. And now is the fun part, man. We finna jump on in. Today is the fellas, the ladies explicitly on break made sure I knew that they were the ones last week. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna jump in this week, man, for us fellas. Mo, man, you wanna go first or you want me to go first, bro? We can jump on in so they can pick a room.
You go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
All right. So let's see who we picking. Give me a number 1 to 10 out of all three of y'all.
Shit, I'm going with 6.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with 1.
I was gonna say 7.
Damn, what was that? You said 7, Siren. Yeah, you hit it right on the nail. All right, so the number was 7. So Siren, you going first? My rooms are room 802. Relationships and family goals. 803. Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I lost my page here. Okay. 803. Conspiracy theories and social media. Let's see. 806. Small businesses and branding. And 810. Reading. Excuse me. Reading body language.
So I get to pick, right?
Yep. One of them four.
Let's do conspiracies.
Oh, see, here we go. We jumping right in, man. 803 for Siren conspiracies. My question, and I think we kind of talked about this a little bit before, is the earth flat?
No.
It's round.
No. I'm sorry. It's not.
I know everybody got their opinions, man, and we all think differently, and I think that's kind of how it's supposed to be. Like, we all supposed to have our beliefs and our own understanding of our mindset. But me personally, I do believe that the earth is flat.
You're a flat earther?
Yeah, I think we are living under a firmament. And I think that this whole universe thing that they're speaking on is all coagulated into one firmament. And it's not outer space, like they say, where you got to travel all these millions of light years. I think it's just protectional walls, burial walls of ice, like Antarctica, North Pole, South Pole. I think all of those, once you can get past those walls, I think that's when you get into the different other, like Neblum, how do you say it? Neblums? I can't think of the name. Yeah, like other little areas like Asgard and Mermaid Land and Neptune and Pluto. Like, I think all of these are inhabitable spaces. And we're all under the same firmament. Why do you think they keep saying, oh, we can live on Mars now? We seen green on Mars. We can plant food on Mars now, you know, stuff like that. I mean, we all under the same oxygen. Like, we all living under the same firmament. And there's no way that we're a spheric ball, okay? And this ball is just held together Like, I don't understand. Like, even the mileage and the longitude and latitude is all flat. Nothing is curvatures. Nothing is round. Nothing is. I mean, you got to convince me. You know what I'm saying? You got to convince me. It's a lot of things that I'm, as I get older and I research and I dive into it and I read it and I look at the logical standpoints, because my whole life I look at pros and cons. It's just logics. I don't believe a lot of the stuff that they've been teaching us and telling us that we had to learn in school and all of that kind of stuff. But that's just me, though. So one of y'all tell me, why do you think the world is round, though?
I'm a big math person.
Numbers.
I'm a big math person and numbers, and the math maths for me.
Yeah.
Like the math all checks out for me. I totally understand the idea of like, and I can totally have empathy for the idea of like, just because they tell you something doesn't mean that you should believe it. Yeah. And I can totally have empathy for like the idea and understanding for the idea of like, just like, I can't, like, I kind of can't see it. And so it, therefore, like, it doesn't make sense or it doesn't exist. And I guess my whole, my proof, I guess, in that the earth is flat is based on the mathematical progression of logic and how logic works. Like, you can study logic, and then empiricism, the study of like empirical things. Basically, it's the study of like observation, and you can empirically prove something by observation. And so that's just sort of like the very fundamental basis of my belief that the earth is round. But I'm open to other suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. And the numbers don't lie, but at the same time, numbers are created to build, take away. Numbers are created to be functional. You know,
I have a question, because I believe the earth is round. What do y'all believe about the moon and the sun?
I think it's just projection. You know, I think.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I think it's projection. It's projection. Whatever this heat source is that we're getting with the sun and all that kind of stuff, I think it's a projection from something that is moving around our firmament, and it's magnified through the firmament. Like, if you take a magnifying glass and you put it up against something and let a light go through it, after so long, it'll burn. Well, I mean, it's kind of the same thing with the forest fires and the trees and all that different kind of stuff. I mean, oxygen, they quote unquote say it causes fire. It makes fire bigger and all of that kind of stuff. But we need that to survive. So I really do believe that under this firmament, there is something that may be a heating source. And the moon is always going to be a cooling source, because if you have something heating all day long, you have to have something at night that's cooling it to maintain a certain temperature so it can rise again the next day. You can't just be hot all day, all night, or it'll be a combustion. So,
but I'm saying like rotate, like movement. So are you guys saying that the sun is going like,
I don't think the sun is doing this. Because
you don't think it's an elliptical?
No, because if the sun was going around the earth, I think it'd be 2 or 3 days before we see it a second time.
Right. I mean, but that's how they measure. But like, that's how they measured it. They like an earth cycle around the sun. One earth cycle around the sun is 1 day, 24 hours.
But then if that's the case, why isn't Alaska seeing any of it at all?
What do you mean?
I mean, they're not seeing any nighttime at all. Like, it's daytime all the time in Alaska.
They not have all.
Yeah.
Nighttime. Mm-hmm. They have
some. Is it for like an hour or so or something like that? I can't remember exactly. I do remember them talking about it and me watching the video, but I don't remember exactly.
I think it's a season that they go through where they don't have like that nighttime. But I have to look it up for sure. There's a season, but they do experience. Remember, Northern Lights, they have nighttime.
I thought maybe
to do with the tilt of the earth and what hemisphere you're in. And so that's, and obviously, I mean, hemispheres are, you know, based on the idea that the earth is round. And so and all of the evidence that I'm gonna that I'm presenting is based on the idea that the earth is round. And so it's difficult to like sort of change that. I'm just sort of explaining how it works if the earth is actually round. And so if the earth is actually round, then the tilt of the earth, because it's on an axis, right? Like on like a pen, and there's a tilt to it, and it spins, and then it spins and spins and spins and spins, and everything has an elliptical spin to it. And one elliptical spin around the sun is 24 hours. And so what you're talking about, like in Alaska, has to do with the tilt and what hemisphere you're in. Yeah. And where that light source is going to yeah, hit, and for how long that light source is going to hit.
Yeah, that's where I was lost with the light source, because like I know about the tilt that they talk about and everything, but I always was confused with the, you know, with the light source and the moon and everything, like how they get their night, because in order for any kind of anything to grow, I thought they had to have a night. Like stuff has to sleep, like the trees and the plants and all of that stuff that produces all their oxygen. But then they're all ice too, so like they're surrounded by ice too. So I'm guessing there's a hibernation period or something. Shit, I don't know. I can't really say, because in my mind, like I said, I'm always thinking and looking at it like when you are on a boat, and if you're going from say Florida to Spain, you're not going down and around, you're just making a curve and going straight. When you're coming back from say Italy on a boat back to say New York, you're just mm-hmm. going, it's a straight shot across, is what they would yeah. say, so many nautical miles. So what I'm thinking in my mind is, if there is a chance that you would go from California to Asia, are you going to go underneath the earth? And come, you know, are you like a roller coaster? Are you going down and under and around, or are you actually making a curve? That
makes a lot of sense.
Are you actually making a curve and bending around this wall of Antarctica with your flight and all that over all this water for 24 hours or 23 hours or however long it takes till you get to till you get to that solid land? There's no, I mean, like you're a numbers girl, and you know what I mean when I say longitude and latitude has to be flat. There's no way that you can create a 90 degree angle to pass or to connect without it being flat. Otherwise, it'd be a 45 degree angle, or it'd be a 28 degree angle, or it'd be a 36 degree angle. It would not be 90 degrees. So if we're flying from one area to the next and we're using latitude and longitude, there has to be a point from A to B, right? Am I wrong?
I mean, what you're talking, so like you're using two different examples, and like so like with an airplane, you have to go into like the physics of it, which would be it's a parabola, so yeah. you go up and then down. Mm-hmm. And so that's how like planes work, is they, you know, they start on a runway and then they go up, and then they go up and up and up and up and up until they themselves sort of like get hit to a peak center. And then they then they flatten out, and then they are able to fly straight, and then they have to go back down. Into that trajectory to where they will be able to, and all of those calculations have to be done like before. But like with the boat, so a knot is based on the earth being flat. Like all of these calculations are based on the earth being flat and or being round, excuse me, being round. And so like longitude and latitude, those are just ways that we are able to like find things faster on a map. It's kind of like the use of the prime meridian, and how, and like the history of that, and like the equator and that sort of thing. And that's all, like when you see it on a map, it's flat, it has to be flat, but it's curved at the edges, because that's how you're able to get the most accurate numbers. That's how they're able to get those most accurate numbers and being able to get it. So the fastest way actually from like California to Asia would be the fastest way to get from point A, from one point to another point, is a straight line. Mm-hmm. And so that's like you, if you're going to go from like LA to Japan or something, then you would want to go, then you're going to have to go up a little bit. And I mean, just based on like the way that the map is like set up, it's all based on like everything. The problem is everything is based on the earth being round. And so all the math that we have is based on the earth being round. And so all the measurements, that includes knots, that includes longitude and latitudes, like it is all based on this idea that is thousands and thousands of years old, that the earth is round, you know?
Because see, I can't see it, man, because if you're taking a, if you say you in, what's the edge of fuck it. Say you're in Mexico and you're on the tip of Mexico and you need to get from Mexico to Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you make that turn, like you said, there's a turn, there's a curvature. Even when you make that curvature, it's going to go like a cul-de-sac and it's going to round. Mm-hmm. It's going to round out to get to that spot, to that point. That's what's going to create that straight line that you're talking about. If you're going just straight across, or if you're going underneath, how? In a boat.
You wouldn't want to go underneath in a boat. You'd want to go underneath
that's what
in a
I'm
submarine.
Saying. So, yeah, I mean, that. But I'm saying, but even if it was a submarine and it went underneath and it under the water, it's still going to curve like a cul-de-sac to get to Asia. Yep.
What about gravity and us just being in the Earth's atmosphere? Because if Earth is flat, why has no one went off the edge of the Earth yet?
I think because of the firmament.
So basically you're saying we live in a simulation.
Which is interesting.
We could. Honestly,
that's very interesting.
I think we really could be, man, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know what this world and this earth and all of this stuff really has, because it's so crazy how everything is so separated. I never really tripped off of the fact of how America, just North America, is so distant as far as culture, money, education, medicine, mm-hmm. how we are so on our own island, man. Like we are the epitome. We are that picture of getting played if you look it up in the dictionary. And then you look at all these other countries like Canada. Shit, Canada, they got free medical, they got free college. You go to Germany, free medical, free college. You go, even free internet. Like everything about their countries are built upon trying to make their people better, versus taxing the shit out of them and working them to death so that they could provide a meal for tomorrow.
So that they can wait to 65 to get a damn retirement check.
You know what I'm saying? So it's so weird, man, how we are on such this
crazy.
We are really on an island and the people know it. That's why every time we go somewhere and you come in and out of this country, you got to show proof that you belong here. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because that means you know the system. That means you know what's up. You belong here. Yep. You got a passport. When you come back, you know it's back to your day to day. Get your ass to work. Pay these taxes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a fundamental difference in values and belief systems, though.
Yeah.
From the United States to like other countries, like especially like Western Europe. That's just a fundamental difference in values and belief systems, I think.
Shit, Abs, I don't know. I think we get passports not to get into other people's countries. I think we got passports so that we can get back into this one. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, remember, almost a good majority of countries have passports, though.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure most.
Yeah, both people.
All of them do.
Well, maybe it is so they know that we're Americans versus being, I don't know, man. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, our world and our society and life and drill music and all this shit is just crazy, man. Hey.
Well, crazy, bro. Neil deGrasse Tyson actually has, like, a really interesting, version of, like, the simulation theory where he believes, or I don't know if he actually believes this, but he has a very, like, his interesting take on it is that, like, not only do we live in a simulation, but, like, how do you know that everything around you isn't part of that simulation? And so, like, just because, so the simulation, right now I'm looking outside, the simulation has projected just this one piece out my window that is outside. Everything else hasn't loaded yet.
Yeah.
how do we know that everything else hasn't loaded yet? How do you know that it's actually there?
What if it's just in our mind? Like, what if we are the simulation, the human being, you know, what if we are everything that we're looking at through our eyes and through our brain, and how we manipulate time and functionality and everything is the simulation for us, like each individual.
Would you want to be in control of your simulation, or do you think something else is controlling the simulation?
Shit, I would say I would want to be in control, but at the same time, it could be overwhelming if you have to control your whole entirety of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can control my day to day, but I can't control my year to year, or my 10 year to 10 year, or my 20 year to 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could control this day to day shit easy, but I don't know about all the rest of this shit.
Yeah, but if you take the day to day and you compound it over the course of time, then it all of a sudden becomes a year. And then it becomes 5 years, and then it becomes 10 years, and then it becomes another 10 years. Like, so just by doing, I mean, that's sort of where the saying, you know, one day at a time comes from, I think.
Yeah, but they say everything about life is already written. So what about the future? Again, how am I controlling it? Like,
would you want to unlock your potential in your brain? Unlock your whole brain?
Yeah, just do drugs for the
hurt. She ain't never lying. Hey, you get some acid or something, boy, get the trip, and you'll see all kinds of
stuff. Conversation. Like, I'm like sitting here, I'm like, dang, I'm like, this would have been a nice room conversation.
Hell no, but I would, bro. I would love to unlock the potential, man, because I do use both sides of my brain, and I think that's why I don't sleep, you know what I'm saying, like I should. So yeah, I would love to open up my third eye, whatever, all of that. So potentially I could help more people. Like, that would be my goal in it. Just being able to help people. Like, man, you're going to die in 10 years, bro. Put that shit down. Don't drink no more of that. Like, I'm going to show you. Go to Amazon, get you a treadmill. Like, you know, like, if I could help, I would love to be able to help.
Like, what the hell?
Hey, like, real
what the hell
man.
Going on around here?
Hey, but that's what's up, man. So let's jump into another room, man. Mo, what you got, bro? We got to do the one through 10.
All right. I got a 825, 928, 1015, and 1004.
All right. Let's choose a number, man, 1 through 10, so we'll know who get to pick your question.
All right.
Let's see. What you got your number? You ready?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm going 3.
I'm going 2.
5.
Number 5.
Siren again.
Why do I keep getting everybody?
She hit my 7 and she hit your 5. That's crazy.
So this for you, Siren. What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's tricky. For a while, it was the die of drowning.
Wow.
Damn. I know that's specific, but it's because
as hell.
It's because I know how to swim really good. If I die, like,
hell no.
It's actually supposedly relatively peaceful once you get over the the 5 to 7 seconds of like intense pain. It's considered one of the most peaceful ways to die.
Really?
Yeah.
I love water, but I'm just like, I know
who
how
told
to
you
so
that
I don't
want to
be.
Right. Damn, Abby, who the hell you talk to at 12 midnight on Tuesdays and shit? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, this is maybe that's not my worst fear anymore than actually.
Holy shit. Said 3 to 5 seconds.
Right, hey man.
Hell no.
Hey, you see, I had to hit the weed. I was like, damn,
man.
I had to hit the weed for a second.
How did you find that out?
I want to
hurt
you. For real, I want to know how you know that shit.
I have really bad insomnia, and so late night I will just like Google stuff that's like really, really weird, and I read a lot of books that are like weird like that, like there's been like experiments and things that have been done and stuff. One of the most peaceful ways to die is to freeze to death, because you go to sleep first.
Oh wow.
Okay, I can see that. See.
Okay. Yeah. But look, yeah. Hey, but you know what? Hey, real talk though, man. That's not weird. That's not weird. That's just carnal knowledge.
It's not weird.
I'm like
that's
that too,
not...
man. I read some of the most obscure shit about insects and I'm a lawn care guy, so I want to know what I'm running into when I'm out cutting grass. So I will. I sit down and look at a whole National Geographic episode, 45 minutes on YouTube about stick bugs and praying mantises.
I like
and
that's what like I real. Do.
That's crazy. So drowning, man. I think I would say that I'm with you on that one, Siren, because I can't swim, man, and I don't take cruises. I don't get on boats. I don't do none of
what?
This shit.
What? Yeah, are you like, kidding me? You're missing. I implore everybody to know how to swim. I know how to swim. So if I drown, I would be a mad motherfucker.
Yeah. But,
Bobby, that dude that go to the pool and he sit on the side and put his feet in the water.
Nah. See, hold on, man. I got to defend myself. I get on the lazy river. I float all day, goddamn. I be
hands
I do up like a lazy river.
I be chilling.
The lazy river.
You gotta learn how to swim. You gotta learn how to swim.
Bro.
It's important.
Yeah, I do, man. I really, really need to learn how to swim, man. Cause I swear, I got some stories I could tell y'all one day about trying to swim and shit, man. My kids
like going to the pool too much, man. For them to not know how to swim and for me not to know how to swim, them jokers right. love going to the
I've
pool.
I've been swimming since I've been like little. So yeah. My daughter. I started
my 3 year old just started. Well, he started at 2 and I took him to advanced class. Well, his mom took him to the advanced class this year. And my 10 year old, he started when he was 3. That's so great. Yeah, they there, man. It's like shit. We go to the pool, we all getting in the water. Nobody
real
worried
talk,
about not getting
up,
in the water,
man.
Bro.
Hey, real talk. All right, well look, man, we got our 2 rooms in tonight. Let's take a quick break, man. When we come back, we'll come back with our final thoughts and get ready for next week. I will be right back.
Last time you told me you proud of me, you wasn't proud of me. You were the nigga who doubted me. I was too mad at you. You let him come kill you, my brother. That shit was a tragedy. But magically, I got the strategy. I was so sick and tired of niggas keep asking me who were the killers between the hood. Bro, I'm a king, that mean we good. Talk to my TT about my problem. Learn to survive, I carry my chopper. Before I was 12, I went to the doctor. Fucked on the strip and I took me a Roxy. How you my blood, you say you gon' pop me? Fall over loyalty, never about thotties. Don't mention my name if you mention them bodies. Don't mention my name if you mention them bodies. Stop taking drugs after sending them. Summer. How you gon' blame me? I give a cabana. Bitch, I'm a star, gotta use condom. Don't drink par, only like Walker. Sippin' on Walker, I feel like I'm fucker. Shit in my pocket, that shit'll go blocker. Say that I'm mean, what you mean, I caught you. Get away from a high speed, don't toss it. Called you a bitch, I'm sorry I lost it. Head down, X-Bill, Percocet off. Bitch, my phone, dad passed me a charge. Ain't have a coat, walk to school in the thermal. Bitches, you looking up to, they'll burn you. Get on my business, this shit don't concern you. I get to digging this shit when I learn you. I love the trenches, this shit is eternal. Oh my God, we're having a virgin. I wish my brother had made it out surgery. I be up thinking that shit do be hurting me. If they gon' catch me, them niggas gon' murder me. Get my bro 20, he covered with burglary. I love the bitches who say they ain't hurting me. Never seen blood, that shit'll turn burgundy. Oh my God, I'm having a murder. Oh my God, I'm having a murder.
And we are back, man. It's the Pick a Room podcast. Hey, you got your big homie Mo in here. You got Abs in here.
Yes, indeed.
My girl Siren, man. Hey, it's your big homie Bobby. Hey, we got any final thoughts on the show tonight? What y'all think, man? Like,
yeah, man, I got one on it, bro. Man, The show was dope with the drill music, man. Stop, man. Keep everything to yourself, man. Stop putting everything on wax, man.
Real
they
talk.
Out here looking at you, man.
Real
they
talk.
They trying to catch you. Also, man, wash your hands, bro. This monkeypox ain't no joke.
Yeah.
They out here in San Francisco, bro. San Francisco has been declared a state of emergency, bro. They has declared San Francisco as a state of emergency because of monkeypox.
Monkeypox?
Wow. I'm staying the hell away from San Francisco.
You hear me,
dog.
Bro? Shit, I don't even want to be online with nobody in San Francisco right now.
Bro, it's bad out here in San Francisco, man. The mayor had to come on TV.
Wow.
And she declared the whole city, man, state of emergency, bro.
That's
everybody got to wear a mask and all that good stuff,
yeah,
man. It's crazy out here.
It's crazy, bro. What about you ladies, man? What's on y'all mind? Final thoughts?
I'm still intrigued. I know now I don't have to be scared to drown.
Right, hear me?
That was very interesting. Thank you.
I'm glad. I'm glad I could provide some context.
Real talk, though, yeah, because that was crazy, man. Real talk. Hey,
five to seven.
I thought she
said, yeah, man, five to seven.
Damn,
yeah.
That's crazy. And she said it's euphoric. It's euphoric. Like your first hit of meth, you just pass on to the next level.
Oh, man. DMT. DMT crazy. Is when you die.
Wow, bro. So that's what it is, man. Go take you a dip in the lake drunk and see the upper room. Get your ass in.
Damn, man.
Courtesy of Abigail. Next,
I'm good.
I was about to say, I would honestly rather people take DMT before doing that. Do not go kill you.
Hey, that's crazy, man. Hey, that's what it is, man. Another great episode, man. I enjoy everybody, man. I had fun tonight. And, I want to thank everybody again, man, and all our listeners. And if you have any questions or concerns, you know, hit us up. You can go ahead and send out messages in the DMs or whatever you need to. And it's been real, man. Everybody, all right, we out.
Another great episode with great people. Thanks for listening.